Blog Talk Radio.
Round one, what it do, what it is. Nothing that I've done or I'm doing or I did. Just me and the way I flow through. When it come to fly, baby, I'm the go-to. And that's the reason they get caught up. It's not my fresh Estee Lauder. It's just my bare essence from my ancestors. Just the way that I was brought up. I'm just wanted. Have you ever been wanted? I'm the girl most wanted. All around the world, there's a bounty on my head.
Have you ever been wanted like that? Checking over shoulders and your back. Never know who's watching when. Have you ever been wanted like that? Have you ever been wanted like this? Have you ever been wanted like that? Looking over shoulders in my Rover when I've been wanted like that. Like this, like that.
Don't know when I dropped cha cha cha, did it blow? Yeah, it did. Lights the shit, but that way since JD rocks so so. That's the reason they catch feelings when they hear light is in the building. They know I'm true, everything I do, and now they hands up to the ceiling. I'm just wanted. Have you ever been wanted? I'm the girl most wanted. All around the world, there's a bounty on my head.
Have you ever been wanted like that? Checking over shoulders and your back. Never know who's watching when. Have you ever been wanted like that? Have you ever been wanted like this? Have you ever been wanted like that? Looking over shoulders in my Rover while I've been wanted like that. Like this, like that.
Like solar soul, bring it back to life, bring it back to light. I'm in control, water for the flow. I strut, step, break a sweat, break your bar, punch lines, break your neck. I take respect and never expect. I'm on it over whatever you heard was next. Come on now.
Greetings and Hotep, you've got your Omega 7 live coming to you from my studio. I like to say hello to those comrades out there. I like to say kujajalia to our new friends and welcome, welcome. And the announcement that I like to make is our guest will not be joining us today due to some unforeseen circumstances. Mark's establishment and his department was connected to franchising, and they wanted candidates who were able to franchise their product. In other words, they wanted people to push their product for them and market it. However, we were trying to entertain him with some marketing opportunities to bring our students in to their online program. Unfortunately, they only were doing franchising, so it would have been a conflict of interest for our show for us to bring him on to be talking about recruiting candidates to purchase their merchandise. So we don't want to misconfuse our students or our families. So we made an agreement for him not to come on today. He does still have a franchise out there for those parents that are interested in moving products for coding. However, that is not our objective. Our objective is to get students enrolled on online programs. And once again, I repeat, Thankful is still one of the candidates in the market, and Thankful does have an online program that I'm going to be talking about tonight. And for those parents who are certainly interested in enrolling their children in the camp programs for the summer, they can go out on the website and look at some of the full stack development programs, and they have programs of payment plans ranging from $200, the lowest per month, all the way up to $1,500 per month for their. They have a 4 month program and a 6 month program for those candidates who would like to complete their credentials online rather rapidly. The program does move rather fast. There are no prerequisites for the program, and they can be trained from scratch. And upon completing the 4 and 6 month program, those young ladies would be ready to ascertain a job in the engineering field as a stacker, a front-end stacker, or a back-end stacker. So as you learn the job, some of these terminologies will become familiar with you. They do also have a financing plan. And be mindful of the fact I'm speaking of Thankful, not of the Ninja Code program. Thankful also has a sample online that students can enroll in for free for that one course to see how you like it, to play around with it. I suggest you go out and enroll yourself in that free online class up under Thankful. And that program will give you an idea if you are suited for engineering work. And once again, we're calling on those girls out there. Those girls are wanted, and they're in demand. And we've been trying to push this project for this summer so parents could get their children enrolled in summer camps. You need to start early. Now, I can't tell you how much more we can do other than giving you a free course online. If you're interested, you should go online, and you'll get a chance to speak to the director of Thankful, and you can inquire about their payment plan online. Now, most of your programs are in the institutions where you go for 5 years. I don't think most of you students want to spend 5 years enrolled in school, not to mention the kind of financing you have to take out. Now, as I said, Thankful has a financing plan, and they're willing to work with you. They're willing to break it all the way down to payment plan where you can make between the $200 and $500 all the way up to the one-time fee or the fee of five payments of $1,500. Their program is not cheap. However, you can discuss with them any type of FOSTA or financial aid programs. This is the most rapid program I have discovered online where you can finish between 4 months and 6 months. Now, the interest rate will be a little bit more if you stretch the program out. But the main thing the girls will have to remember is that with these online programs, the big thing that they push is the mentor program. You will have a mentor working one-on-one with you, and that is a program that's different from any of the others that I've assessed, primarily because you will have someone working with you on projects, giving you feedback. Therefore, you will have enough information to create your portfolio, and the portfolio will give you those years of experience and hands-on that you will need to create these projects. So when you go out in the workforce, you have to present your portfolio and your projects. And these projects have to be up to date and suited to the current status of the workers on in the profession now, not some outdated programs you did. Now, why do I push the project for young girls? Because they're wanted. They're in demand. Most of these departments have contracts. And when they get a contract, they call for a minority, preferably a female, which would be a plus two persons as a minority. First, that minority can be a female, and then she can be of the race of African American or Hispanic or some other minority. Primarily, those projects are written to that specification, so they are looking for young female girls, preferably African-American. They are wanted on these projects. Now, how do you know if you're ready for a profession like this? That's why they gave you this sample program where you can take online for free and go through the program and matriculate through all the projects. Engineering is a very much of a marketing field right now that's open and in demand. It pays well, and coding is just one of the areas that they're working in. Some of the engineering programs are crossing over into the allied health profession, into the medical field as well for their software. As I told you about, medical coding is also a technical field that will allow you to code outpatient coding, inpatient coding, and doctor's office coding. They work with tumor registry, some of the programs, and will allow you to work in a technical, highly technical field. Now, I'm going to open up those phone lines. Today is Friday. It is our kick it up day. It is our old school day as well. So you can lock in the digits at 646-478-0270. I like to see those phone lines light up so we can talk about getting girls involved in boot camps for this summer and getting them prepared to go off to school, preferably online. So let's go old school.
Well, folks, it's time to kick it old school. So you can feel cool. Give it to me, baby.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining Oracle's Read by Omi Inka 7 and 5. You've got Omi Inka, Zanu on the line here, and we're speaking about coding boot camps for girls. We are making an attempt to call out the clarion call for mothers and fathers to prepare your students, specifically your girl child, to go into the engineering field. And becoming a full stack or developer, it's a development comparable to working with electronics and software. So the full stacker developer is working on the front end and the back end. And to become a data scientist is no different than becoming an engineer, becoming a front end developer. They all have their categories. Front end engineers, you'll see that they are in the front part of the software project, and those rear-end developers go in the background unseen. They code layouts, web pages, elements, and HTML. Now, how many of you know what HTML is? As you know, you can do the templates, and they are already formulated for you. The HTML is where the coding comes in, and it is manipulated and designed to fit specific, unique, to order per size, specifically branded. And then you have your CSS, which also is a form of coding, and JavaScript is another form of coding. And there are much, many more, but those are just some of them that you'll be working on. And the back-end engineer with the code sends the files, interacts with the database, and handles secure possessions like authentication. And these are all terms that you'll be learning in these summer camps. I do want to remind you, Thankful has a program, and I'm thankful for that, that they have a free sample that I've been sampling. You can go out and look under THINKFUL. That company indicated they will be getting back with us to see how we're doing with our free course online, and they will be planning to at least come online to talk with us. However, you have to be very careful because there's a lot of programs out there that are really deceptive. They make you think that they're doing coding when, in fact, they are franchising their companies. We don't want to get parents involved and franchise. That's a lot of money that's involved in royalty. So we were glad that we could find out exactly what was behind Code Ninja, and so that we didn't misrepresent our family. So that gentleman, Mark, will not be coming on to speak with us because it would be a conflict of interest. It is not something we're interested in, franchising our students. Our students first want to learn the profession, and they want to become freelancers so they can work independently as contractors. Now, let me tell you a little bit about being a contractor. Because I've been a contractor for many, many years, it involves a 1099 mothers. And for your children to ascertain a contract, they preferably want to write their contract or have a contract that's written by the company, but they oftentimes are encouraged to have the contract that they write as well. So that you know the terms of the contract, you know the length of the contract, you know the financial funds that you'll be receiving. And then some candidates can allow their contractor to take out money under the W-2 so that they're not heavily taxed at the end, and therefore their quarterly taxes are paid. Now, if you don't do that, then you have to pay your taxes at the end and receive a 1099. There are places online that will allow you to be a franchise. They will allow you to be a freelancer where you can post your jobs up on the board for those companies. And for those freelancers, they could go online to see what jobs are posted. And if they feel they have the skills to complete that job, then they can apply for it and become a contractor 1099 and take assignments. That way you'll know when you start the project and when you complete it. You can do several projects simultaneously if you work rather rapidly. If not, I would prefer you work that one contract first, do it well, do a good job of it, and then try to see if you can manage more than one contract. As I said, freelancers are online too, freelancers.com. You can hook up with them and get your profile put online once you finish these classes. Now, 4 months is a short time, and so is 6 months. So you'll be out of a program in no time. But in the meantime, you are going to be developing your projects. So when you do go out to ascertain a job, you can display your projects as you apply for a franchisee, as you apply for a freelancing position. You definitely post all of your work that you've done. Therefore, that's why you need to have a mentor, to have the mentor take a look at your work, give you some feedback, constructive feedback, and give you some recommendations so that you are presenting the best work that you can so that it's not with flaws when you present your work to corporations. You want to put your best foot forward. Now, why are we speaking so heavily about girls? I believe that girls are a necessary part of any contract. most government contract in details that you hire minorities. So you're going to always see that particular phase in the contract. How many minorities do you have on the team? And they specifically, if it's a government project, they'll say we require you to hire at least two minority females. Because you get double points for the minority female, one for the fact that she's a male, the other for the fact that she is black. And that's how these contracts are written. And the reason how I know is because when I was hired in the scheduling planning department of engineering, they specifically indicated that they had to have a female African-American girl, a young lady on the project. Now, mothers, I want you to get anxious about this whole thing. Write down https://www.thinkful.com/courses/. Write that down. You can go online now and look up those courses so your children can practice and work through some of these particular classes online for free. I want you to take advantage of the free things. I don't want anybody coming in here trying to make a hustle with their franchises and trying to get mothers to sign up and put their life earnings down on the table just to become a franchisee. No. I don't think that that's something that our people need to get involved in, because their children are who they're trying to upgrade and get them in free college programs for the summer. And mothers, if you have the time for something like that, that's different. But we're not marketing and advocating that, and I don't want that on my billboard because it would be a conflict of interest. We need young people to get enrolled in these classes, specifically young girls. And that's who we are pushing for. And we want our young girls to get a first-hand start on doing this work, because it's very vital that we help them to get involved in these projects, because what it's going to do is get them prepared for employment. The ultimate thing we want to do is tell you that if you get involved in this thankful program and take the classes, they guarantee that you will find employment. And that's because they're setting you up with contracts to do contracted assignments. And you can do as many of them as you want. Say, for example, you want to earn more money, then you take on more projects. But it's very vital that you should understand that you cannot just go out there without a mentor. You are going to need a mentor to examine your work, give you recommendations, treat your work, and give you critical and constructive criticism so that you can prepare to go out there and get good jobs. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, my number is 646-478-0270. We have some parents out there that I've spoken to earlier. We're on the line today talking about the online program for Thankful. And Thankful does offer financing options, which are available. And their programs run somewhere in the neighborhood of $8,000 for the four-month program and $14,000 for the six-month program. Now, I'll tell you this much. That is preferably less than your first-year tuition. Probably your first-year tuition is $20,000 at any good top-10 college. I know this because I've been through several of them. And when I went through Purdue University, I know my first year college tuition was all of $20,000. It was nowhere near $14,000. So if you can get away with paying for your child to go through a six-month program at $14,000, then that is saving you a lot of money, mother, especially if they allow you to pay it on time and there's financing options. You definitely want to get your young girls involved in the pre-college programs, and they do cost a small amount of money, but not a mint like it would cost you in a four-year or five-year university. Engineering requires at least 5 years in most good schools. So you're not going to be there for 4 years, but 5 years, all of 5 years, and that costs quite a bit of money, almost to the tune of $30,000 just for housing. And that doesn't include the four semesters you have. A lot of you engineering students who are smart and have a 3.0 index can get into universities with a free ride where your tuition is paid for. And there is a Century 21 program for those students who have like a 3.0 and who actually take a vow that they will stay in school and don't take drugs. Their tuitions could be paid for the first for those quarters that they're in school. The only thing they have to come up with is their housing fee. Now, mothers, you want to get your children enrolled in the pre-college programs for the summer. Even if they're in high school, they can start learning about engineering in high school, and they can go off to college to these summer programs. And one of them is Purdue University. I used to market for Purdue University's program. My son was enrolled in that pre-college for the summer, and we had many others that were recommended. Purdue is not the only school that has a baccalaureate program in engineering, but one of the good schools. And the reason I'm recommending engineering is because it's problem solving. And once you learn how to problem solve, you could carry that skill over to many different tasks and learn how to problem solve. So you're looking at JavaScript, learning how to do JavaScript. You're learning how to do full stack development. It's very vital that you get a handle on these terms, so when you go work with your mentor can help mentor you and prepare you to take on some contracted work. So after 4 months, even after 6 months, you are ready to take on some challenging positions and find your niche and start branding your skill so that you can do the work of the assignments of these freelancers. Now, most of our young girls don't get a chance to do this. Sometimes they fear that they don't have the dexterity or the skill, and mothers don't push them. But mothers, this is the time to push them and get them involved in doing this kind of work. It's very vital that they should start early as this summer. And if you'd like to talk to me, I'm on the phone lines now, 646-478-0270. My job once was working for Parkside University, working with the lower socioeconomic young girls and men who normally don't have a chance to go to college, but through pre-college programs, we were able to enroll those young people for 5 years and give them a full scholarship, a full ride. These are children who would normally not go to college, and this would be their first descendant in going to college. We prepared pre-college programs for them to educate them and give them a taste of college classes and working with college professors. And during that time, I wrote curriculum. We had themes, and we had areas that we focused on. We focused on World War II and looking at all of the noted outstanding people, be it Asian, be it African Americans, be it Native Americans, that those who participated in World War II, to give them a foundation and a history of what went on in World War II and how did minorities have a hand in on it. Now, once again, I'd like to say that we are pushing this quite heavily to make sure that we do the girls justice. So many times young ladies have been left out. When I was the executive director for Project 2019, I pushed for the girls to enroll in engineering programs at the Girl Scouts and the Brownies so that they would get an experience of working in engineering. And I'm still pushing for it. Girls are still rising, mothers. They are still going up the chart, and they are getting doors open for them. But you have to help them kick the door open because some girls are getting turned down, and some people don't even think girls belong in this profession. But I'm here to tell you, girls are rising in engineering. My background was in biology, and I had a very strong background in anatomy, physiology, and chemistry, pathology, and therefore I was given great opportunities by 3M to write a paper to go into a very much demanding field of medical records. And had I not had the science background, I probably couldn't have participated. I had an opportunity to also work in the pathology lab there at St. Catherine's in Chicago because of my background in science, and assist the diner as he did autopsies and displayed autopsies, and assist the pathologist as they prepared the slides and prepped the slides for cancer and histology and cytology. So these are some things that my career, my background in science allowed me to operate in, as well as respiratory therapy and working in emergency rooms, preparing the tracheostomy and doing the arterial blood gases to test the oxygen in the blood of the patient. So I've had a wealth of background in the science area, and I thank God for that. So now I'm able to influence and to help some of these young girls decide if they want to go into biomedicine, to go into IT, because all this technology works together. Now, mothers, you can light up those phone lines if you'd like to at 646-478-0270. This is Oracle Reads by Omienka 7 and Tribe. We normally are reading the oracles. And if the oracles were being read today, I would say that the young girls have a great chance of entering into this all-male profession because of our pre-college summer programs like Parkside University and Whitewater University. These are programs that I have been participating in to urge the young students to enroll in these Parkside programs as well as Purdue University pre-college programs. Now, once again, I'm a curriculum and specialist in the area of professional development. My main job is to create coursework and utilize that coursework to offer it to teachers who are transitioning into licensing and who are trying to keep their license and renew their license. I also assist and aid those early childhood teachers who would like to go into the field. I have retired. However, I'm still available to do the professional development for early childhood candidates who are getting their credentials in early childhood. I assess them, evaluate them, and make recommendations for their licensing. So I've been heavily involved in the area as an adjunct, so therefore I've gained the title of professor. So for those of you who don't know me well, my branding niche is professional development. Wherever there's education that needs to be done, I help to write curriculum and set it up and to create curriculum. And we're trying to push young girls into a curriculum for the summer so they can learn about what options they have in the engineering and medical, biomedical pathology fields. Now, I want to say to African Americans, there's been a big need to recruit African American students, males and females, to work in those heavily related areas such as renal dialysis, working in the area of diabetes, and working as an agent. Some of the young students can start as early as high school, matriculate to their bachelor's degree, then matriculate to their master's degree, and then become a fellow to become a PhD candidate, working with specific people in their area of African Americans to look at those diseases that are heavily related, such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and becoming an agent to do the research. There's tons of funding and monies that are out there for those African Americans who would like to go into those science fields. And the reason why I know is I had great opportunities to go back for a PhD and to receive my background in the area of working in the allied health profession. However, a master's degree is enough for me now because it costs you something. You have to be away from your family. You have to spend many hours in labs and training and studying. It is not something you should take lightly once you start to become an agent. Now, mothers, we're talking about coding and boot camp for girls, and we're trying to get them ready so that they can enroll in these programs. We have plenty of them online. You have to be very careful when you go online. If you see something like We code. What do you code? Are you selling something or are you teaching people to code? Because everybody wants to be in the IT field, and some of them are not properly prepping young people to go and find jobs. They're giving out empty certificates that they can do nothing with. We want to make sure that this is an opportunity for those minorities, specifically handicapped students, so that they can enroll in these programs, get a foundation for eye-hand coordination, because most of it, if they're given proper tutors and mentors, they can help matriculate these students through the program. That's why we're asking for the challenge handicapped disabled students to apply to. That's right, mothers. If you have children that are disabled and been in special ed and never had an opportunity to be a part of these enrichment programs, here's an opportunity for you to get your child involved in the enrichment program online. And a lot of them don't require all of the pre-med or algebra and calculus. They will teach you these formulas right online. Now, I am calling on those young girls that are 18 and older. If you are in the Girl Scouts and you're looking to get into IT, enroll in those pre-college programs at the various different universities. IU has one. Purdue has one. And Ball State, I'm assuming, has one. Whitewater University has one. Parkside University has one. And that's Parkside is in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is where I spent time working in the pre-college there with the student. So it's very vital that we get this information out. And for the last 2 weeks, I've been pushing it out. And we're going to bring it to a close because we have other topics that we want to introduce. But we've been trying to engage that special needs child who has an IEP, mother. You can make sure that you put the description in their IEP that they have a chance to go to these pre-college summer programs. Whether or not your Social Security SSI will pay for it or not, that's something you would have to talk to the child's teacher as well as the child rehabilitation specialist. But don't just stop at high school. Let that child transition from high school to college, even if they are special education, because we want every child to be ready for the technology field. And the way the technology field is going right now, it is moving rapidly and ever so changing to the point where it's very difficult to keep up with. I do web pages, and I'm constantly retraining for the didactics and how to put together web pages. I'm studying web pages and how to transition from the template to the HTMLs and how to customize and brand those web pages because they're so necessary in corporations who are marketing their products. And you can become a specialist in doing the web pages and the apps. And that is one of my specialties. If you look around the social media, you'll see quite a bit of my work where I have landed on squeeze pages and created them, fan pages, and I had an app that I'm working on again. And some of these people don't realize you can introduce your business through your app. You can engage them with coupons. You can also, during the downtime in your facility or business, you can market yourself through an app. If you want to introduce yourself and you're a singer, you can market, you can work with those singers who would like to introduce themselves through an app. So you can get quite a few gigs out there to do this work, young ladies. You can go get behind some singer or songstress who doesn't have very much visibility out there and create her app as well as her squeeze page, her landing page, and as well as her web page. So these are some of the interesting things you get to work with. Now, my background was visual design and the creative area, so that's what landed me a job in working on a project with the engineering department where they were building the B-1 bomber. I was not an engineer, however, I was a scheduler planner for them, because of the background knowledge I had in visual design for 2 years at Purdue University. So you can take these skills and your creative ability to work with CAD/CAM, design, and working with the backdrop of the development of the full stack in the back end or the front end, doing websites. It's just one of the avenues, but you can advance yourself into working with those websites, making sure that they are workable so that these companies that you get hired by, they can market their web pages. Now, I've said quite a bit, and I'm going to wait for those phone lines to light up, and maybe we can hear something from some of the parents that are out there. And if you are not sure of what your child should be doing for the summer, call in at 646-478-0270. We can help you decide what your child could be in, because there's funds out there that will also aid and assist you in your pre-college programs for the summer. Hold tight. Now let's listen to Lake. Greetings. Thank you so much for following us on this show this day. And we are bringing it to you like that. This is the Kickback Friday, and this is Old School, and we're bringing it to you just like James Brown would. Now, get back. Thank you. Get Back with James Brown. We thought we'd throw that in on this Kickback Friday because we are kicking it up lifestyle. And thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We said we would tell you how the Thankful program is different from the other online programs. One of the things we wanted to point out is that you're going to need a mentor. And when you go at this effort to become an engineer, you need somebody to bounce off of, some skilled person to be exact. And this program, Thankful Online, does make sure you have a one-on-one constituent that will actually act. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. Once again, I'd like to say that you've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you, talking to the girls today. Girls, 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 you are wanted, and you're in demand, and there is a great need for you to get involved and stay involved in these pre-college programs. Learn a little something about engineer during the summer and get yourself prepared to carve out a niche for yourself, because those girls who are prepared in the IT field are more likely to find employment, especially if they've been working with a mentor, designing their own projects, creating a niche for themselves, and submitting their work on the freelancer online and finding out what companies have work out there to do. I'm sure they will find that there's a lot of work out there, and they don't have to just find an 8-to-5 job with a W-2. They can get a 1099 job and work during the summer and do projects. That's right, and that's why I'm pushing this for girls, so they can get involved in these online programs and start sampling some of the coursework out there and see how they can develop this and learn about how to do this work so that they can have employment. Now, mothers, you can call in at 646-478-0270. Our phone lines are open, and we are going to make sure that we promote this thing, get our parents in here. We had one parent that was really engaged. He came in to talk to me about how he could get his family and his wife involved in this. We definitely want to make sure that couples get involved so you start the process of getting your children ready for summer programs and find out if there's scholarships out there, because we want you to know that there's plenty of funds out there in the engineering area, specifically for women and girls. Now, women, don't exclude yourself, because you could start later on in the game and you can engage yourself in these programs, because it's very vital that you know that there is a shortage of females in general. And we are sending an SOS out to our Blog Talk, out to our Facebook, out to our Twitters, to let them know that we are engaging parents in this room, and we're talking about girls who are rising and that are in demand. And we'd like for you to call in to have a discussion with us, because it's very vital that we set aside this time. This was a program that we fit this program into our agenda. And we want you to come in and phone, light those phone lines up. Yes, we want you to light those phone lines up now. I believe you can. I really do. You know something? We are going to give you a little more time to to see if you are going to call in, and because the parents need to represent the children, and they need to be able to stand up and go out and start looking online for those programs, preferably Thankful, the one I told you about. The gentleman I have spoke to about his program, he even agreed that we could go online and take that first course for free. Doesn't cost you a dime to go on there to see how your children work that program over the summer. Get them enrolled and have them develop a connection to a mentor so that they can get a better understanding of how this project worked. Eye-hand coordination, skills and science background, mathematics background. And if you don't have any background, you can still join up with this organization and they'll be willing to help you. And I know they will. And you just got to make sure that you get on the good foot. Just like MC Light says, she is the light.
About you, and now it looks as though we're through. Play the victim and all your trifling and your silly games. Gave my heart, my money, my time, and you ain't feel the same. Wish I would've knew what I know now. Ain't no way how I'd be way out on the outside looking in. That's what I feel like. I was the real type, kept it real tight, let you in. Now I gotta cut you loose, drop you off. All them love letters get tossed. Got me twisted, now I'm a boss. Yep, hit the road now, about my goals now. Ain't no time to waste on you. You was low down, I was slow down. Would've did anything for you. Now you gotta back up, then you gotta pack up. Get your shit up out of my spot. You was high, now you not. Find a meal, get a car.
I'm way too strong.
Living life, giving light up under all them high beams. But you wanna text at midnight saying you need that get right meeting. You woke up and need to hit like, nigga, please, you just better sit tight. It's right since I've been gone. Even your mama say you wrong, stringing me along all them years. Through the struggle, the strain, and the tears, and the pain, and the blame, and the fear. Knowing I loved you, thought I'd always be here. No more, my dear, but now it won't be long. Soon as I get strong enough to say that I don't give a fuck, you'll be straight up out of luck. I'll be so damn hard to touch. No more calls, no more texting, no more false attention. You be pointing in my direction.
I'm way too strong to let my tears fall down for
boy,
you.
I'm way too strong.
It's all about time, I'm sick and tired of what you do.
About those girls that are rising, that are interested in going into the engineering field, those girls who are not properly being represented, We are now in the process of helping those girls to rise. Yes, we are, and we've been doing it for a while now. Even back when we were Project 2019, we were advocating for girls rising in the engineering profession. And mothers, I want you to know that we are behind you and support you in getting those girls into the non-female category of engineering. Yes, we are, because there's institutions that have long had financing and funding for them to go off to the pre-college program. Mothers, I want you to go check out the pre-college programs at your nearby universities and see if there's funding for your young girls to go to the boot camps during the summer. And that's exactly what they are, boot camps. Purdue University's program prepares a student to enter into their first year of college in engineering. And that's exactly what it did for my son. It gave them a foundation to enter into the first year ready to take off running. And that's what I want these girls to do. Now, our chat rooms are open. You can join us in a chat room if you prefer not to call in and talk. You can talk amongst yourself. Our chat room, the Flash chat, is open now with Professor Omiyinka Sevens and New in there as host. Now, if you'd like to host our chat room, just raise your hand, give us a call, and say, Omi, how about it? I'd like to host that chat room, and we let you become the administrator for that evening, that is, and you can monitor those people that come in. And we do solicit for your help. Once again, young girls, I know you're out there and you are rising, and we're trying to get you ready for the summer so you can start getting your enrollment papers together and applying for all those funding that's out there in the Century 21. 21st Century is available for students who have stayed out of trouble, who had good attendance in school and took that oath that they will not take drugs. They offer those eighth graders. You can start early as eighth grade to get the 21st Century Scholar funding, which will pay for all four semesters of your schooling. All you have to do is pay for housing. I know that. I participated in that program. That program was available to those 3.0 graduates who came out in the high honor roll. But we don't want it to just be for high honor rolls. You don't have to be in honor roll to acquire that. You just have to take the oath at eighth grade that you will stay out of trouble, you stay in school, and you won't take drugs and become drug-free. And that shouldn't be so hard to do these days if you want a good education. Now, you can't go to college with your body full of drugs, and you cannot concentrate. Now, mothers, we're talking to you. This is Omiyinka, 7 and Tribe, speaking to you from Oracle Reading by Omiyinka 7. This is a paranormal site. However, we are a family site. We focus in on academics, education, mind, body, soul, and spirit. We are a self-help organization. We are helping you to get your children enrolled in pre-college program. Now, we were scheduled to have a guest here today, but when we learned that it was a conflict of interest because he is a franchisee looking for franchisers to purchase his product, we decided to call it off because he has a conflict of interest that will not serve our organization. However, we wish them well, and we're going on to look at Thankful. And Thankful is trying to manage their schedule so that they can come on our show to speak to us about their online program. They have asked us to engage in their online program for free as a service. They are offering that one free course that your children can take, parents, and manipulate and see how well they do. It's sort of like a storytelling panel where you begin to tell the first end of it, the back end and the middle end, and you put together your profile. And it's fun. I had a chance to go out and dabble with it. So go out online, as I indicated, and look up https://www.thinkful.com. And go out and play around with the first level course that they're offering for free. Now, chat rooms are open. You can come in, mothers, and you can voice your opinion and write up on our walls, and we can hear or see your requests. This is the line to be on today. This is Friday Kick It Up Day, and we're talking about bringing back the old school. Let's bring back some Nat King Cole for the mothers out there. This isn't Christmas, but let's shake it up like it's Christmas. From the past, it's a blast from the past, way back, as MC Light would say, way back.
They say back in the day, you used to be accessible, now you on that fly, can't nobody get next to you. It's looking like this business has finally got the best of you. All I can say is, don't take it personal, I'm on my grind, always on time, don't play no games, just play my part, it being fly. And I take the case and I take the charge. I'm lifted up, gifted up. God thought so fit, he lit me up. It's like a New York City skyline. I'm blending people like tie-dye. No color lines, your brother's mine. I'm hard to find, so bye-bye. Top ranking, close six deals in between you blanking. So don't call me with that BS. Asking where can we text? We can't just game them, fell apart. And I'm putting together these pieces.
Damn.
You say I'm hot now. Way back, I've been on it since back in the day. You used to be accessible,
nobody get next to. It's looking like this business has finally got the best of you. All I can say is, don't take it personal. It's you or die. I rain so high, so recognize I am the light. You know my name, I do the thing. I bring the pain, set for the fight. A champion, I always be. Stop calling me, you stole me. My fans on front say what they want, and please believe that's all of me. You say I'm hot now.
All right, now you got your Omi Inca 7 live here in the Oracle Read by Omi Inca 7 and 5, and we are raising the roof for the girls today. And girls, you should be out front because girls are still rising, especially in the IT field, the engineering field, and the biomedicine field. And girls, don't think that IT does not cover over into the allied health profession, because it does. There's another area of coding that is pretty much in demand under medical records. Under that coding, you will find ICD-10, CM, as well as CPT coding. And tumor registry is a specialty niche area of coding. You definitely want to check out those fields in the medical field as well, because that is in the IT field, and right in the tumor registry, you will find those engineers working in the allied health profession collecting that data for the research of tumor patients. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we like to say that our chat room is open if you'd like to come in and chat about it. If you have a student that you'd like to talk about who has been interested in going into engineering, who has previously may have been in the engineering program at their high school. That's right. Some of you have engineering schools right at your high school. Then the inner city students might not have ever heard of an engineering program at their high school. So we want to introduce that to you on these airwaves so that your mother knows that there is something out there that you can participate in, whether it be this summer or in the pre-college programs this summer, or boot camps, or if you have them at your high school. Now, why would it benefit a young girl to start early? Because she's already fallen behind. Sometimes these young girls, they don't get an opportunity to participate, and they've already fallen behind. We want to give them an opportunity to upgrade themselves. We're talking about young girls that are rising, and that doesn't just mean high school girls. It could also mean mothers who are starting their careers late in life, and they want to go into the IT technical field. Well, there's technical fields in the biomedicine area, medical records area, as well as in the engineering area. Engineering is problem solving, and most of the girls that go into engineering have to be a good manipulator of problem solving. You are trying to ask the question and find the solution to your problems. And the world needs problem solvers. They need problem solvers to work in the city, to correct problems and issues of our great cities. Metropolitan cities oftentimes have great problems that need to be solved, and they come up with solutions to make corrections in those problems. That's all engineering is a problem solver, critical thinker. You must be a critical thinker. You cannot be traveling with blinders on, and you must also cannot be stuck on frozen viewpoints. There's more than one way to skin a cat. So you have to be an open-minded person. You say, Omi, yes, I did. And for those girls who are getting ready to prepare to finish their bingo sheet so that they can determine what they want to major in, don't forget about IT. Take some preparation tests to see if you're suited for the math and science. I know. But even if the test comes back and says, don't go in this field, that you're not suited, I say go ahead and try your hand at it. There's no test to fully tell you if you're prepared to go into any field. A lot of us have the didactic skills and eye-hand coordination that we may not be revealing on those tests. And all those tests don't tell you whether or not you are prepared for that profession. You just have to put your best foot forward and do your very best to work hard at something that you know you love. Engineering is a quite exciting field. It's ever more changing. It is relevant for today's time. There is engineering hardware and engineering software. Now, I don't know a lot about the hardware, but I can tell you about the engineering. As I was telling you earlier, you have your front end and your back end. And you have to remember you're going to be working with products like JavaScript. You're going to be working with Photoshop. And you also got to have a little bit of background in visual design, being able to foresee what colors and balances you need to do a project. So you work a lot with marketing, someone that is skilled in the marketing and visual design area. And this calls for a lot of creativity, so you're going to have to put your best foot forward in creativity. Now, mothers, we want you to continue to go online to look for the program under Thankful and to let your child play around with the curriculum. It's free. You don't have to pay anything for that first class and get an idea how you enjoy it and how your child can learn from it. You might even want to enroll too, parent, just so you can see what your child's going to be learning and help them to understand the procedures, and you can challenge one another. And there's a lot of children that come out of the same household, and sometimes they have the same readiness skills, and they oftentimes do well in engineering if they've been exposed to the software early. Now, a lot of you have been exposed to software that you're using right on your computer, and the software will get you prepared to learn about the other engineering computers. If you're doing web pages, you definitely have to be in line with HTMP, or you have to know something about JavaScript and Photoshop, and you have to have an understanding that the templates are not only the way that you create your web pages. That is not giving you the branding where you can individually create. It is giving you a template that you cannot manipulate. So doing websites is fine, but you have to learn the proper way and not just learn with templates and dropping and dragging. So, mothers, if you're out there and you would like to speak to us on these lines, our airways are shutting down quickly, and 646-478-0270 is our number. And to those Facebook listeners out there, we say, what's up? And to our LinkedIn, we say, how do you do? And to our speaker, we say, good health to you. And we'll be back on the air soon with you, Spreaker. And some of you don't know, but I do advertise on Spreaker. We do a broadcasting on their health. And we try to keep that going as much as possible. And we have a Facebook listening audience there where we advertise to visually. So you can go on Facebook. Possibly I'll be on there tomorrow. So you can see me in person and all my array and all my hairdos. And I'm usually on Facebook where you can talk to me one-on-one. Well, actually, you can come into my room and I can see what you write. And it's just like being in a chat room. So please come out to patronize the Facebook, because I am on there once a week, preferably on Fridays or Saturdays, talking about the community call, where we talk about different issues that specifically address African-American families. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you have been a great listening audience, but we wanted those phone lines to light up so you can start talking to us about what's on your mind. And let's run away with it right now. Now, That may have been for our mothers, but let's give our mothers something more universal, something they can twist to. Gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to me this evening. You've been a joy to work with, and hopefully we'll see you soon. And oh, Donald,
well, folks, it's time to kick it old school. So you can feel cool. Give it to me, baby.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you soon. Oh, double, and we're out of here.